I think, what's interesting to us, both Ashley and I work directly with the payer side of the equation, and then we have our colleagues who are directly working with the provider side. We all obviously work together, and we share insights about what each is experiencing. And at Surescripts, our focus tends to be largely into informing care decisions, providing insights across the network to either side of the network. And then we also are involved with the what we call enhancing the prescribing process. And so our focus tends to be on those two spaces. And interoperability, as this group knows, is a much larger topic, right? There are a variety of different audiences and use cases that apply when we get into the broader topic. But specific to our space, what we tend to see, as challenges and implications on either side is we're operating in still today a very fragmented environment. And more importantly, we're all being sort of pushed in a direction or pulled in a direction by a variety of factors to get better connected, and that's resulting in a lot of introduction of either startup companies or innovation of existing technologies or cobbling together, again, existing technologies that are there or processes. And what I see are additional complexities related to that. I don't, and I'll finish my thought. I don't think we'll get to a point where we have sort of this universal location and solution that is working. I think we'll continue to operate with a multitude of solutions that are trying to, piece it together. But in that, in the second or the latter part of what I said, it creates inconsistency. And so you'll have just, I'll use the real-time prescription benefit transactions that are occurring today. So they provide this price transparency features to the provider side. On the payer side, we hear a lot of concern and issue around how consistently are the providers utilizing this service and what are they getting out of it and what's our return on investment? And then on the provider side, you hear, what is the quality of this information that's being presented to me? Can I trust it? Is it consistently being presented to me? And so, you take just that microcosm of what I, that example I provided, and blow that out to the universe of how we're all trying to talk to each other. The complexities are multifaceted. And unfortunately, I think, well, I should say, fortunately, there's an opportunity, right, for everybody to come together and try to find ways to take down those barriers.